The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. To the masters. Break it down.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-ESPN. And if you missed the first hour, all available at podcastarena.com. And you can also listen to us on TuneIn Radio on that app. You can listen to us on the ESPN Radio app. You can also listen to us on the website, ESPN975.com. You probably also missed us going off air for a couple seconds twice. So we have an over-under of 1.5 more times that it's going to happen.
And now we have a car alarm going off in the lot. So,
is Glenn Davis here today? Because that's usually him.
No, he's not here. You can hear that?
Yeah.
I hope it's not my car.
It's stopped now.
Oh, okay. And we also did
It'll be back going again.
Yeah.
Though.
Oh, yeah.
Just you wait.
Yes. And we also did officially announce that the Introduction to Gambling Blitz-style audiobook is now available, and it's on podcastarena.com. You can go there to the Blitz page. There's a link there. I've also tweeted it out. I've also put it on our Facebook page. So it's finally available for the low, low price of $12.99 and everything you ever wanted to know. And it is an introductory guide, so it's not, you know, you don't have to be, all the basics are in there. You don't have to be betting savvy, and but if you are, there's some good information for you. I promised you a Brennan Williams update. You remember Brennan Williams, third round pick of the Texans.
I do.
Well, he was on the New England Patriots practice squad.
Okay.
Well, apparently he has been released from that.
Okay.
So guess what he's going to do now?
I have no
He's
idea.
No longer playing football. He is going to pursue his dream to become a WWE wrestler.
Oh, Lord.
He's going to start training with former WWE superstar Booker T here in Houston at Reality of Wrestling. And he had planned to begin doing that before he got the call from the Patriots. But, yes, your third-round draft pick bust of the Texans is now moving on to become a wrestler.
Well, I don't even know what to say to that. Good for him.
Yeah, well, at least, I don't know what round he'll go in the WWE draft. Probably won't be third. But I hope that career works out for him, because certainly football did not. I kind of wanted to address this a little bit, because ESPN, we talked about the layoffs that were coming, and they're in the process of doing it now. Basically, 350, I think, is what they're going to lose. And one of the things you're kind of kidding around about, get rid of Berman and those guys. Well, those guys I can't lay off because they have contracts. And it's very similar to the situation here. We have contracts, so you can't really get rid of us, even though I'm sure there's times they probably thought about it.
There has to be like a buyout, right?
I'm sure there is, but for the most part, they were just getting rid of people who are behind the scenes. And anybody who's ever had to go through layouts and layoffs, and we've had to do it here, and I've had to deal with it at the Chronicle a couple of times, and I'm sure almost everybody listening has either lived through one or not lived through one where they didn't survive it. But it just sucks. And when you look at how much money ESPN makes, basically it's just one of those company things where Disney told them, hey, you got to trim $100 million this year and $250 million next year. So a lot of people who, you know, make six-figure jobs. Apparently, the subscriptions are down at ESPN, which, you know, is disappointing. But, you know, it's one of those things where it really is a shame that people like that are the ones that lose their jobs, because these are people who behind the scenes work their butts off.
Right.
But I know a couple of the guys that have been cut, so it's kind of,
I think, like some big like the I think the PD in LA, ESPN LA, got laid off. That's a big time like radio job.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but
I think that there's going to be a lot of guys that are PDs at the owned and operated stations that they're just going to get rid of, and you know, which, okay, that's a shame. But these are all people who will get other jobs. But I think they're kind of going through what we went through in newspapers about, I guess, 15 years ago now. Well, longer ago than that, about 20. That for the longest time, they were just printing money.
Right.
And so you expand, and you never think it's going to end. And all of a sudden, it does. And things start tightening up, and you realize, oh, holy bleep, we've spent too much money.
Yep.
It happens. Fortunately, we're not part of an owned and operated station, no. So we're fine. 713-780.
Thank goodness.
ESPN and PD, for those of you asking, as a program director.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot of things that, you know, I think you can get so much of the stuff from streaming now. It is almost the same as newspapers, because there's other ways to get that information. And in some ways, them expanding to some of the things they did, like the, you know, their app for scores, you can get highlights off of that now. I don't need to watch. And the only reason I probably would keep ESPN is for football games. And even then, I think you could probably watch them elsewhere at this point.
Yeah.
So, anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And the one thing, we're not talking draft this week because the Texans won, but if you want to see a guy who's probably going to be one of the first quarterbacks taken tonight, is Jared Goff night against UCLA.
Yeah.
He's worth watching. I think he's pretty good. And the other kid on the other sideline who's not going to be draft eligible, Josh Rosen, I think that guy, I love what I see out of him. If he keeps developing, that guy's going to be a terrific pro.
Yeah, both of these guys, though, have had stinker games.
They have, but you know that happens. Everybody has them. But this, especially Rosen, he's such a kid still. But, man, he's got all the tools. Kind of a goofy-looking little dude, though. And Goff looks like a surfer, so neither one of them is going to be... Well, I guess Goff probably fits your attractive quarterback thing.
He is handsome.
Yeah.
Still not my guy, though.
I just worry about guys in these systems.
I do, too.
And you know, we see it all the time where you put up ridiculous numbers, and then, you know, nothing happens. You get to the pros, and it's like, oh, whoops, I actually have to read now? I actually have to look at defenses? Yeah, it's but I think I like Goff especially. I like his arm. I like his release. I like his size. He's a little skinny, but man, that offense is pretty much the epitome of the air raid offense.
Right. It's a guy who has never taken a snap from under center.
Yeah.
And I like a lot about him, but It's sort of the same thing I said about John Football when he came out, and this guy happens to be physically a lot more of a prototypical NFL quarterback, but I'm just not interested in guys who are coming out of that system, at least not at that spot of the draft, because I don't mind him as a project guy. You know, if you want to draft him and you know, let him learn how to play professional football for 3 years.
Yeah, but nobody can do that.
Nobody
anymore
can do that.
Yeah, because the teams that are taking it. Now, if he slips in the draft and goes to a team like the Packers, that's perfect.
But it's so unlikely, because like I said, this quarterback group is not, it's nothing to write home
about.
But
we pretty much say that every year now, don't we?
Yeah.
And that's why it's kind of, not just the Texans, but some of these other teams that don't have them, you always wind up paying too much to get one in the draft, and they wind up more often than not busting. I have USA Today ranked the coaches. I love it when people do this.
Ranked NFL coaches.
NFL coaches. And next segment, I want to go through some of them, because
okay,
I think that
Texans number 16 or 17?
No.
Oh. But he's 500.
He's 500, but he's
that's not good enough.
A bit further down the list than that. We'll just Now, he is ahead of the guy he's coaching against this week.
Okay.
Who's had all of one game.
Hey, yeah, good for him.
So there is that. But
is there anyone behind Dan Campbell?
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Now, to be fair, basically, from the second-year guys on down, it's almost impossible. But, you know, like Dan Quinn, for instance, 5-1, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
So I would probably put him at the top of that list.
But there are guys who have been at it for a while that I'm pretty sure they're just not that good of coaches, including a guy who used to coach here. Well, Gus Bradley's in year 3 now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's at some point you just got to give up on that, right?
Jim Caldwell can't be high on that list. I'm guessing Jay Gruden's still relatively young into his career but has had zero success. So I'm eager to play this game.
We'll dive into it in the next segment. But right now I got to tell you about my good friends at Texas Mattress Makers, where you could fall into savings and a great night's sleep right now. You could save from 5 to 50% off factory prices. That's real savings when you buy straight from the factory. That's what they do at Texas Mattress Makers. They make the mattresses right there and sell them directly to you. Obviously, you're going to go to a retail store. They're going to put a big markup on it. You're going to pay way too much money for it. But if you go to Texas Mattress Makers, you're going to get it sold directly to you. You're going to get it custom fitted so that you get a great night's sleep. I love mine, and I sleep like a champ on it. And if you go there, you're going to save at least 50% guaranteed off of what you would in a retail store. You're going to sleep great. And right now, you can help the Houston Children's Charity because their Better Night's Sleep program has provided mattresses, bed frames, sheets, and pillows and blankets for over 5,800 children in need. But there's still more than 20,000 kids under the age of 16 waiting for a bed that can't afford it in Houston alone. Well, if you go to Texas Mattress Makers, for every purchase of $500 or more, they're going to donate a bed to a child in need. So go check them out. Tell them I sent you. I promise you they'll take care of you. Here's your chance to save money, get a great night's sleep, and take care of a kid that needs a bed. Go visit them today. Texas Mattress Makers is at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price. I put my trust
in you. Just as far as this is the Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And if you've bought the audiobooks and you're having problems, just let us know. There's if you're trying to download and you're not on Wi-Fi on your phone, it may not load. But if you have any problems, we're obviously going to have some bugs as we go, but we'll make sure that if you buy it, you get it. Don't worry about it. Worst case scenario, we'll email you a copy of it. But just let us know if there's any problems. We've had a couple people already, but a lot of people have already got it, and they like it. All right, let's go through these rankings real quick. And obviously, the top five are pretty much the same names you always hear, so we'll start with that, and then we'll get to the other ones. I disagree with number four. They have Andy Reid fourth. They have Tomlin fifth, Reid fourth, Pete Carroll third, Tom Coughlin two, Belichick one.
Okay.
I wouldn't really argue with 1, 2, 3. I would put Tomlin.
So, give me top five, Tomlin, Reid.
Tomlin five,
Carroll.
Reid four, Carroll three, Coughlin two, Belichick one.
Ooh, okay.
I think you could flip-flop.
Boy, Mike McCarthy nowhere.
Well, and that's the thing. They have McCarthy sixth. I would put McCarthy fourth and Tomlin fifth and Reid sixth.
Okay.
John Harbaugh, 7.
John Harbaugh is very good.
Chuck Pagano, 8th.
This is a fool's list.
Yeah, it's USA Today.
This is nonsense.
If
you think Chuck Pagano is a better football coach than Bruce Arians, you don't know anything about football. I'm looking at you, Jim Irsay. You don't know anything.
Or a better coach than Sean Payton?
No.
Who's 9. Man. Arians, they have, is 10. Ron Rivera, 11. Rex Ryan, 12. Marvin Lewis, 13. Todd Bowles, 14. That's a little high for a first-year coach.
For a guy with 8 games under his belt.
Jason Garrett, 15.
I think that's a little high, too.
I do, too. Chip Kelly, 16.
That might be high at this point.
John Fox, 17. I think I'd put him a little higher.
I think I'd put him higher, too.
Jeff Fisher, 18. I think he's a little overrated, but when you start getting to the names behind him, it's hard.
Well, that's the thing. Is this like a a career accomplishment list?
It's basically how they rank right now, because obviously
guys
can move up or down based on what they've accomplished.
Okay, because there shouldn't be a list where Tom Coughlin is number 2 and Jeff Fisher is number 18. So either it's a historical list and Tom Coughlin and Jeff Fisher should both be very high on the list, or it's a current list, and if you're putting Tom Coughlin ahead of Mike McCarthy you're foolish.
But no, it's a career list, but Jeff Fisher's career, if you actually look at it, isn't that good. He got to one Super Bowl, he had a couple of really good years, and he's had a lot of mediocrity throughout his career. So I think he's right where he should be. Number 19, Gary Kubiak.
High for me.
Number 20, Jack Del Rio. 70-74 career record.
Yeah, they said high for me on Kubiak. Yeah. Now maybe I'm like...
But see, when you hear the rest of these, you're going to be like, okay. Like Lovie Smith, 21.
Lovie Smith should be higher than Jack Del Rio.
I think so. Ken Whisenhunt, 22. That seems awful high.
That seems very high. That guy, I mean, what's he... I guess he won an NFC championship once.
Mike McCoy, 23rd.
Okay. Not enough of a body of work.
Third year, though, so... I mean, by now you can start to judge a guy in his third year. These other guys, there's no way to tell. They're either first or second year guys. Dan Quinn, 24. Tom Sula, 25.
But why is Dan Quinn 24? And you said...
I didn't make the list.
Todd Bowles is 14?
I think they're looking at the coaching job he's done this year as more impressive. I think what Quinn's done is more impressive.
I mean, the Falcons didn't win any games last year. They were dog crap.
They won games. They just
very
didn't win
few.
But... Tom Sula should be 32nd on this list.
Tom Sula's what?
He's 25th.
Oh, stop.
He's ahead of Mike Zimmer, who I mean...
I think Mike Zimmer's pretty decent.
Mike Zimmer deserves to be higher. At number 27, William O'Brien.
Billy O?
Billy O is 27th.
500, though.
Dan Campbell, 28th after one game. That's okay.
Well, congratulations. I guess that's good.
But he probably deserves to be ahead of these
guys.
So
who are the guys that are behind... There's already three in my head. Who's the other one I'm missing?
Mike Pettine.
That's who I'm missing. Okay.
Jay Gruden is 30th.
And Gus Bradley or Jim
Bradley
Caldwell?
Gus Bradley is 31. Jim Caldwell is 32.
They only put Jim Caldwell 32 because he's black. This is a racist list for sure. For sure, for sure. It's a damn shame.
Anyway, so Billy O is 27th. All right. Let's grab a quick phone call. Peter, you're on the Blitz. Go.
AJ, Fred, sports.
Sports, Peter.
Hey, interesting. You guys were just making a comment on the coaches. And, you know, I think bringing up Jeff Fisher, I think he's going to be the next coach of USC. But anyway, that's not why I called in. Speaking of the Pac-12, Jared Goff, you guys are going off on Jared Goff and he throws 5 picks against Utah. Come on, guys. The quarterback of the future, I think, is a kid out of Memphis. What is it, Paxton Lynch? That dude's a beast. And I think he's the quarterback of the future, not the Jared Goffs of the world.
Listen, I'm not crazy on Jared Goff as an NFL prospect, but I'm also not going to say bad game and now the guy's trash to me.
Yeah, it's way too easy to sit there and say, oh, look at his last game, he was awful. Almost every one of these guys has bad games. And what you're looking for is who's going to translate to the NFL. And that's my concern running that offense. I don't know if he's going to. I like everything else about him. I like his size. I like his arm. I like the fact that he's got pretty decent pocket presence. But, yeah, he had a crap game and against a good defense. And if you remember, Derek Carr played one good defense his entire career, and that was against USC, and he looked awful in that game. He was terrible, and that's one of the reasons I think he slipped to the second round. There wasn't enough of a body of work against good teams. But Jared Goff's also had some pretty good games against some good defenses too.
So. Yeah, so we're going to go – Jared Goff had a bad game. Paxton Lynch is coming off of an upset win, the biggest win he'll ever have in college football.
Yeah,
that's a right now philosophy. And he is a
– And that's – unfortunately, that's how people are, though. They overreact to what they saw last week or last night or yesterday. And that's – you know, and I'm not saying you're doing that because you've obviously watched some of the – you've watched him play a little bit. But the truth is you can't sit here and move a guy up based on what happened in 1 week of football. You can't, or down. Body of work.
There are things to like about Paxton Lynch, namely his size, which is cartoonish. I mean, that's a big body. He's like 6'6", 240. I mean, he's a big boy. But we talked about him the other day, Fred, and he's a guy who, while the size is great, he doesn't have the arm strength that you would expect to have with size like that. He's not always accurate. There's flaws in all these guys. And of course, that's why I say there's not a quarterback out there that I'm looking to draft in the top five or top ten, because they all have big glaring holes to me. And if I were a betting man you told me, hey, is 3 years from now, is one of the quarterbacks in this draft class going to be a top 10 quarterback in the league? I'd say 95% no. So, I've said that every year since Andrew Luck.
Well, and that's the thing. That's kind of when we went through that. There just haven't been that many guys.
And we talked last year, and I love Derek Carr. You love Teddy Bridgewater. But I love those guys relative to the other quarterbacks in the class.
And you know what? Where Teddy Bridgewater went and where Derek Carr went,
yeah,
I loved them there. Those are good.
That's good value.
That's great value, because you know what? Back into the first round, early second round, if it doesn't work out, well, guess what? It's the same as Xavier Suofilo not working out. Big deal. You haven't invested that number one pick in a guy like that. And especially when Bridgewater dropped that far, to me, that's just a great, great value there. And if he works out, look what you got where you got him. If he doesn't, you move on.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk a little fantasy next. My buddy Christopher Harris, if you've got fantasy questions, not should I start this guy or that guy, but fantasy questions that...
I've definitely got some discussion.
Apply to everybody.
No, only to me.
Or to AJ. Feel free to text them in at 713-780-3776 or tweet them to us, and we'll ask Christopher. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz Fantasy Football segment brought to you by FanDuel. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And it's that time again, as we do every week. Joined by our good friend, fantasy football expert. He runs HarrisFootball.com, does a fantastic podcast, among other things. Christopher Harris joins us. You can follow him on Twitter at HarrisFootball. Mr. Harris, how the heck are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm ready for some football.
Aren't we all? So let me ask you about the local guy first, because DeAndre Hopkins has kind of been on fire fantasy-wise as well as regular-wise here the last few weeks. How much...
Not literal fire.
Well...
It'd be difficult to play.
Well, I mean... Just depends. Sometimes, guy's hair could catch on fire. Yeah, could happen. Anyway,
stock down if that happens.
How much have you moved him up in your rankings, and where do you see him as how he fits in with the rest of the league?
Well, his nickname is Nuke, right? So, hey, a little fire there. I mean, he's certainly in the conversation as a top five fantasy receiver over the course of the rest of the year. I think. Easily in the conversation to be a top 10 overall player for fantasy the rest of the year. I think, whatever limitations we think he has are not really related to him and much more about the quarterback. And so far, whatever deficiencies those quarterbacks have had, they've made up for with volume. Certainly Ryan Hoyer doesn't mind throwing it to him. And I think the fact that Hoyer's got the job back for now, gives it a little extra oomph. It's one of those winning streaks that I would never feel like I would want to bet into, and he's talented enough where I don't feel like I need to sell high on him.
Let's go with another guy who had a big week last week, and he's on bye week right now, but James Starks and the Eddie Lacy debacle. Which back do you want to own going forward? Obviously it's ideal if you have both, but if you had to choose which one you'd want on your team for the rest of the year, is it Lacy or is it James Starks, who seems to be the better and healthier back right now?
I disagree with both of them. I don't know about healthy, but I don't think he's better at all. I would much rather have Lacy. We're talking about a player who's had double-digit touchdowns both of his seasons in the NFL. this notion that we can explain away what happened because he's fat or because he's whatever, you know, it's just not true. He's the same. He is what he's been. The production hasn't been there. Remember the first month of last year, he was being similarly reviled, and he came back and was fine. I think it's a buy low opportunity. I admit, I watched that game thinking, okay, well, finally, this is going to be the breakout possibility because the Chargers are pretty easy to run against, and frankly, the Packers didn't run. You know, I think Starks had 10 runs. So to say anybody really ran, you know, Starks had the one shovel pass for a touchdown, then had the long carry for a touchdown. You can make the argument that Starks has gotten a little bit better. I just don't think he's as talented as Lacy is. I'm with you. I kind of want to own both. Hopefully any Lacy owner would also own Starks because, you know, in the short term, we don't really know what the depth chart situation is going to be. But, man, I would be so surprised if we get to beyond midseason, and Eddie Lacy's not the pack and not the man. I think he will be.
Christopher, a question from a listener, which I kind of a general thing, because the daily fantasy sports stuff, and obviously is brought to you by FanDuel, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. The NFL kind of comes out and says, well, it doesn't affect the outcomes of the game, so we're okay with it. Isn't that kind of the same as prop betting, though? And does this kind of open the door to maybe take that next step to at least get into prop betting on the NFL?
You know, you'd have to talk to somebody more familiar with the laws than I am. I mean, from my perspective, I don't, you know, I feel like I don't exactly understand why any of it's illegal, you know, that can't be regulated by the states to some degree. You know, I think whatever argument you're going to make about DFS, I think, you know, let alone prop bets, I think it kind of applies to fantasy football. I mean, whatever you want to say about how whether it affects the results and whether people are quote unquote rooting for the wrong things and, you know, rooting for individuals as opposed to teams, you know, I think everything you say about DFS, you absolutely say about regular old fantasy football that we've all been playing for years and somehow has not led to the destruction of civilization. So, in the end, it seems to me that sunshine is the best deodorant and all of this stuff should and I hope will continue to be around, but, you know, in a way that's a little more transparent and a little more regulated if need be. And I don't know, maybe I'm sounding like a fool, but that's, you know, maybe I'm sounding like a biased person as well because it's kind of my industry, but that's actually genuinely how I feel, and I certainly play every week.
Is there a lot of people asking about Christian Michael starting for the Cowboys this week? Is there some value in him? Is that a guy you might want to look at, especially if you can get him relatively cheaply?
Yeah, if there's any leagues where he's available as free agent, and there are some still, I think he's an ad in all leagues. It's a really good question about whether you start him this week. I'm actually writing a piece for Vice Sports, and it's film study on Christian Michael. So I've literally sat here and watched all 150-some-odd preseason and regular season touches he's had in his career. And, you know, I don't see a superstar. You know, people talk about what an unbelievable athlete he is. That unbelievable athleticism doesn't necessarily translate to being like an oh my god sort of jump off the tape amazing kind of player, but he certainly has it in him to be, if he's in a good situation, and I think we think the Cowboys could be a good situation if and when they get a quarterback back, he could be valuable. You know, DeMarco Murray I don't think is the best running back in the NFL, but behind that offensive line with Tony Romo in there, he was awesome. So this week, you know, feels to me like maybe you'd want to wait and see what the workload is, because, you know, we're basing all of this off of, you know, some pretty rumory, you know, reporters kind of say, well, maybe they'll start him. Maybe more of a desperation flex this week, but I'm sort of with you that there's an upside for a lot more.
All right, let's do some inexpensive wide receivers this week for FanDuel, since we are sponsored by FanDuel for this segment.
Any Cardinals wide receiver, right?
I'm going to go everything $6,500 and cheaper. So we're, in case you want to get a value guy here, obviously you're not going to use more than one of these, but if you're looking for a cheap guy who might do the best, let me throw some names out there, and we'll pick one for the people. You've been doing pretty good with this, man. The last few weeks we've been giving people some pretty good options very cheaply. Willie Snead at Indianapolis with the Saints is $6,500 on the nose.
Sure. I think he's a top 30 receiver. Remember, this is a week where you got four good offenses, right? You got Packers, Bengals, Broncos, supposedly good offense, and Bears are all off. You've got the Sunday morning game, the Thursday night game. He's a top 30 receiver for me. He's been pretty consistent with a lot of targets.
All right. How about in the same game, Dante Moncrief, also at $6,500?
I like Moncrief a lot more than I like Snead, and it comes down to size, really. I feel like they run about the same. They probably are about equally polished. Just one of them is an elite red zone weapon, and the other one probably isn't. So if for the same price, I'd probably prefer Moncrief over Snead.
All right. For really cheap, $5,900, and obviously with the quarterback situation in Dallas, you don't know what the heck you're going to get. But Terrence Williams, any value in him at all against the Giants?
There's value in that, you know, if Matt Cassel is any sort of change, then maybe they'll throw the ball down the field a little bit more. Boy, that feels like awfully speculative to invest in a DFS situation just because, you know, I've seen Matt Cassel. To say that he's more aggressive than anybody is a stretch.
Michael Crabtree with the Raiders at San Diego is only $5,900.
There's definitely some appeal there. Again, Moncrief stands apart as being sort of just an elite type of athlete compared to Crabtree, but, you know, you get a half point for reception on FanDuel, and I know that there are probably some targets coming Crabtree's way. You know, I would imagine double-digit targets are just about, and so there's some sleeper appeal there.
And then one more at 6,600, Travis Benjamin, Cleveland at St. Louis.
I really like Travis Benjamin. Probably still like Moncrief more, but I think Benjamin would be number two for me on that list. And if you really wanted to go pricey on your running backs, I'd actually be okay going Moncrief and Benjamin put together. The Rams should be a tough matchup for the Browns, no question about it. But Benjamin's really being used in a different way than he was earlier in the year. They were pretty much just chucking it to him on the deep ball, and he looked good in fantasy because he had a couple of long touchdowns. But these past couple of weeks, they're really using him more like a number one, a much more diverse series of routes and targets and stuff. So I'm kind of into him, too.
All right. There you go. That's your FanDuel 5 for the week.
You know, I got to ask you about a couple guys who have maybe underperformed to this point. If you invested in Jordan Matthews, and I know he was probably the most hyped PPR specialist guy, I mean, are you starting to get really frustrated to the point where you're not throwing that guy, especially against Carolina's defense this week, who's been so good shutting down top receivers? Are you even throwing him out into your lineups this week?
Well, some lineups aren't going to have a choice. I know I have a deep league where I have to use them, but I'm with you. It's, you know, the targets have been there. But then that's one thing, and you know, Sam Bradford's just even worse than I imagined, and I imagined pretty bad. But the real problem is the hands. I mean, man, Jordan Matthews drops everything. He's got one or two a game where you're like, what are you doing, dude? He is open a lot. He's a handful. He sort of reminds me of young Marcus Colston. But if you can't catch it, you can't play. So, you know, in a lot of leagues, if you're in a 10 or 12 team league, I'd say you don't need to drop him. Because there still is some possibility that things get on track there. It's a long season, but yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm kind of over it.
What do you think of Stephon Diggs? Was that sort of a breakout game for him? Are we going to expect to see more of that?
You know, I don't think it was a fluke. I did some little bit of film study on him too, and saw him really kind of put both Chiefs starting quarterbacks in the torture chamber, really, like, run polished routes to get open, and it wasn't just, like, throwing the ball and he, you know, it gets open and sort of runs a long way. And Charles Johnson is supposedly back this week, and that's my hesitation, I guess. Diggs is a good ad in 12-team leagues, but I'm a little scared to use him because the Vikings do play in for today's NFL, they play in a fair number of two-receiver sets, and if Diggs isn't in those sets, that sets me back a little bit. I would like to know who's got that job versus him and Johnson. And, you know, no question, Johnson's done nothing this year, so it could very well be Diggs. But all the things we're saying about Diggs, it feels like we said the exact same thing about Johnson last year, except he's bigger and faster. So maybe I would add him and give him one more week just to prove it.
It's Christopher Harris, fantasy football expert. And, Christopher, we got some new listeners. Tell them a little bit about your website and what all you're doing.
Yeah, we have a week daily podcast. This is a new venture that I started this fall and was at ESPN for 8 years and loved those guys, but kind of decided it was time to try something new. And I hope people will go to harrisfootball.com. And a lot of film study, a lot of insane wackiness as well. It's not all just very serious fantasy football. It's also some fun, but it's on iTunes, and you can find it at harrisfootball.com.
All right. You can also follow him on Twitter, at Harris Football. Christopher, great stuff as always, my friend. Appreciate the time and look forward to talking to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right. That's Christopher Harris. Does a great job, man. Those podcasts are terrific. So, a couple people have, well, a lot of people have already got the audiobook, but a few of you, if you've had problems, there is an email address on there to email George, who's set everything up.
Jorge.
He will take care of you. But, We'll get it to you. If you have a problem, download it. Don't worry about it. We will make sure you get your book. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. It is time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Let's see, what do we have here? Playing the Bud Light Fantasy Thursday game and win $100. It's absolutely free to play. We're having happy hour at Champs in Uptown Park from 5 until 7 today. The top point scorer wins $100 and will be invited to play in the finals for a chance to win $2,000. But the only way you can enter is to get the link at Champs from Jason Braddock and the ESPN 97.5 Road Crew, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Bud Light. Okay, just a quick update on the audiobook. If you're trying to download it to your phone, hold off a little bit. We're putting a new file in there that'll make it easier. That's where we were having some issues because it was kind of a big file. So we're about to, if you're just going to download it to your laptop, great, go right ahead. But if you're going to download it to your phone, wait till the end of the show. It'll be ready by then. So, I mean, some of you it's working for, but it's not working for everybody. So that's why we're getting it fixed. So there you go. But very cool. A bunch of people are already buying it. Looking forward to hearing what you guys think about it because I'm pretty fired up about it. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I don't know if this is creepy or kind of cool. We go to Europe, of course, where...
It's creepy.
Well, actually, Puerto Rico, excuse me.
Oh, okay. TBD.
A young man named Yomar Aguayo Callazo was playing dominoes at his mother's bar in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Problem is... He's been dead for 2 days. Apparently, he was shot along with two others at the same bar just days after he celebrated his birthday. And apparently, he's a gang member. Was killed in a
gangster
gang shooting. But apparently, his mother, in order to honor him, had him embalmed and set up where he's playing dominoes at the table in one hand with a condom in another. And that's how they did his wake.
A condom?
A condom. Apparently, a local funeral home that specializes in this stuff set it up. He was dressed in a blue Adidas tracksuit, gold chain, blue cap, and dark glasses before his body was propped up at the table. So, it's pretty creepy looking when you see it. It looks like he's alive. He's just looking down.
Like Bernie's?
Yeah, it's like Weekend at Bernie's for dominoes. But, basically... Mourners took turns sitting with him at the domino table while others enjoyed a beer and danced to music played from a jukebox. Little creepy, but at the same time, it's kind of cool. It's kind of a cool way to do a wake.
I guess so. I don't like it. I think once people are dead, they should be removed from public view.
Well, but it's just his friends in the bar. I kind of like the idea of being propped up at a poker table.
Not me. I would not want to sit with you there.
Yeah, well, I don't know that I'd want to sit with a dead person. But anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I do want to let you know that Zadok Jewelers is having a Heather B. Moore trunk show this Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you're looking for the perfect gift for your wife, mother, anniversary, early Christmas shopping, etc., stop by Zadok Jewelers this weekend and check out the entire Heather B. Moore collection. Heather B. Moore specializes in personalized jewelry for all occasions, exclusively at Zadok Jewelers, 1749 Post Oak Boulevard near the Galleria area. So not too far from us. There you go.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Okay.
I'm still trying to think what would be the coolest way to do a wake that would be different. Without propping a body
different.
Up.
Let's just get it out of
we
there.
We can prop you if you do die.
Yeah.
While you're still on, like doing the show as an employee of Gal Media or in radio, we can prop you up for a show. kind of have you like, propped up in that chair.
Who's going to do the show with him?
No,
AJ's not going to want to be in here.
You're not going to want to be in there?
He's not going to be in here with the dead guy. Okay.
What's wrong with you? Barry Warner might do that. Or Dylan Gwynn. Dylan Gwynn sits in a show with a dead guy every day.
Oh.
It'd be hard to have much of a conversation, though, I must say.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably contribute just as much that way as I do now, let's be honest. And anyway, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And right now, got to tell you about my good friends at Tubelo's, because we love going out there. We were out there this week. They've got a great beer selection. They've got great food. They've got great people. You want to go out and watch both those football or all those football games tonight, guess what? They'll have them on the TVs. And the way that bar's set up, Chip has just done a great job setting this thing up, because they've got, the way the TVs are, it doesn't matter where you're sitting, you can pretty much see all of them. So you can sit there and watch all the games. If you want to go tomorrow and watch baseball and football at the same time, you can do that. It's a great place to go on Saturday to watch college football, and of course Sunday to watch your Texans and to watch the NFL. I mean, it's just a great place to go. There's not a thing on the menu that isn't awesome, and they really take care of you there. It's a great place to take the whole family. And what's cool is you can take the kids. You're not out of place. You don't have kids. You're not out of place either. That's why Tubelo's is so great. Love being out there. We're going to be back out there again next month. And I'm telling you, it's the kind of place you can really make your home away from home. Go on out. Say hello. Tell them we sent you. I promise you they will take care of you. You will have a good time. It's Tubelo's. 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. Tubelo's.com.
ESPN 97.5.